brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
During a Zoom podcast meeting yesterday, a few students shared what this English teaching podcast has meant to them. Two of those students shared very heartwarming stories, which I now would like to share with you all. One of the students is originally from Brazil. The other student is originally from Haiti. The Brazilian student lives in North Carolina. The Haitian student lives in New Jersey. Although they both come from very different countries and backgrounds, it turns out they both have one thing in common. Both of them immigrated to the United States not long ago, and both of them have gone through certain experiences that many of us can relate to. It turns out that both of them have gone through the experience of isolation, loneliness, and unwanted solitude. The noun isolation can be used in several different contexts, and these different contexts can be both negative and positive. For example, at the very beginning of COVID, isolation was the key word. It was like, hey, don't get too close to other people. Keep your distance. And if you did get sick, you'd be asked to go through a period of isolation. You were asked to quarantine. Do you remember that word, quarantine? That's what quarantine is all about. You go through this process of isolation where you sort of separate yourself from everyone. In this context, your willingness to go through a brief isolation period is good for us and everyone else who doesn't have the virus or who doesn't want to get the virus, right? But the person with the virus has to go through that period of isolation, that period of separation from others. See, for them, it's certainly more challenging. So, generally speaking, we view the word isolation as a type of separation that's challenging for us humans. In a sense, isolation and loneliness go hand in hand. Listen to that expression. They go hand in hand, meaning they are connected. They are connected in the sense that both of them are about being separated, about being alone or feeling alone. By the way, pay attention to the pronunciation of the word isolation. Isolation. It's not isolation, it's isolation. We also have the word solitude. What is solitude? Solitude can be a very pleasant or a very uncomfortable experience depending on the context. For example, as I am typing up this podcast episode, it's really quiet all around me. All I can really hear is a soft sound of the wind from the outside, but other than that, I am enjoying this wonderful solitude around me, this sense of peace and quiet. But see, solitude can also be a very uncomfortable experience because sometimes there is a sense of solitude around us, not because we want it, but because we are somehow limited at the moment. So remember now, during that Zoom meeting yesterday, one of the students is originally from Brazil. The other student is originally from Haiti. The Brazilian student lives in North Carolina. The Haitian student lives in New Jersey. Although they both come from very different countries and backgrounds, it turns out they both have one thing in common. Both of them immigrated to the United States not long ago, and both of them have gone through certain experiences that many of us can relate to. It turns out that both of them have gone through the experience of isolation, loneliness, and unwanted solitude. Perhaps they both moved to the United States looking for better opportunities. As I'm typing up this episode, I am learning from Google that Haiti remains the poorest country in the Latin America and the Caribbean region, and among the poorest countries in the world. I also know for a fact that Brazil has been facing its own challenges when it comes to life and prosperity. So that's what people do oftentimes. People move to, let's say, a country like the United States, looking for better opportunities, looking for new chances, new doors. Moving to the United States comes with its own set of challenges. Many people come to this country speaking no or very little English. In fact, the Brazilian student shared with us that when she moved to the United States, roughly 1 year and 8 months ago, she spoke no English at all, which, by the way, I thought is incredible, being that she has managed to learn a lot of English in such a short time. But see, in a sense, they both shared this sense of isolation, loneliness, and unwanted solitude that their new reality in the United States brought upon them. In fact, one of them shared with us that on several occasions, she was telling her husband, "I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go back to my country." Guys, I thought that sentence in and of itself was so powerful. It was so powerful. It moved me. It touched my heart. But why? Because that's what we tend to do when fear kicks in. What do you mean kicks in? When something kicks in, it begins, it starts. That's what we tend to do when fear kicks in. We want to run away. We want to go back to all those things that are comfortable and familiar. Remember, please, those things are not necessarily good for us, but they are comfortable. They are familiar. Now, why do so many people tend to feel this way when they move to the United States? For very natural and obvious reasons. They miss their home. They miss their family. They miss their language. They miss being understood. They miss being able to express themselves freely without any limitations, without any barriers. You see, language, or our lack of the language, represents that unwanted solitude. The type of solitude you get, but you didn't ask for. The solitude of being in a brand new country. The solitude of not knowing anyone. The solitude of distance between you and your loved ones. I know that solitude. I've lived that solitude many times in my life. But I'm not here to cry with you today. I'm here to tell you that the isolation, loneliness, and that unwanted solitude that you feel when you move to the United States is not easy, but it can be conquered. You can overcome it. I promise you, you can overcome it. But how? Step number one, learn English. Learn English today. Don't wait until next week, next month, next year. Start today. Start any way that you can. And if small steps are all you can take right now, then take those small steps. You must learn English. I don't care what anyone says or what anyone has told you, you must learn English. This is the United States of America. The main language is English. There is nothing I can say or do to change that. The main language is English. That's the reality. Now, if that's the reality, why wouldn't you get your inspiration from that and adjust, adapt, change yourself to that reality instead of possibly building a place of sadness, loneliness, and isolation, which will never get you anywhere? So now you're listening to this episode and you say, okay, I want to learn English. How do I do it? Where do I start? Well, you are listening to this podcast episode, and that's an excellent start. So keep doing that. But also consider taking classes. There are physical classes that you can take. There are online classes that you can take. There are recorded English courses that you can purchase, like my recorded English courses, by the way, which cost only $35. Only $35. I will leave the link to those courses in this podcast episode. You can watch YouTube videos, listen to music, read newspapers. The list goes on and on. But the most important thing that you can do when it comes to your English is feeling brave enough to tell the person with whom you are speaking English, hey, could you please speak slower? Could you please repeat that one more time? You see, I am new here in America and English is not my first language. I am learning English right now, so please be as patient as you can be with me. Boom! There is the magic sentence. Be as patient as you can be with me. The more you do this, the more you'll realize that most people will gladly be patient and understanding with you, which is the opposite of what our fear tells us in that moment when we are afraid to speak. Our fear tells us, don't say a word. Your English is terrible. Nobody is going to understand you. They are going to laugh at you. You're the only one who doesn't speak well. And the list goes on and on and on. That's fear. This is reality. English is not my first language. I am currently learning English. Please be as patient as you can with me. Boom! If I were you, I would write these words down. If I were you, I would write them down now. I would practice them. I would make sure they are with me at any moment, just in case I need to use them. Step number two, ask yourself, why did I come to the United States? Am I looking for better opportunities? Did I come here with my family? Why did I come here? You see, when we experience this sense of isolation, loneliness, and unwanted solitude, all kinds of unrealistic thoughts go through our mind. We begin to think that, oh, maybe I should have never left my country. Maybe this was a mistake. Maybe I'm better off going back to my country. And just to be very clear here, maybe, just maybe, that is true in some exceptional cases, but in most cases, you came here for a reason. Maybe there is a lot of poverty in your country and there are no opportunities for you there. Maybe you felt limited in your country. Maybe you are one of those people who wants more out of life. Someone who is chasing some type of a dream or goal which could give you a much better and easier life. Well, don't forget why you came here. What brought you here? Turn your thoughts around. Try your best to focus on that question rather than coming here was a mistake. This was not for me. Remember also that just because you might be going through this sense of isolation, loneliness, and unwanted solitude right now, believe me, it doesn't mean at all that going back to your country would free you of those feelings. It may make you feel better for a month author too. But then a whole other reality kicks in. Suddenly, you feel yourself going back to a place that is full of challenges and difficulties. This is the insane thing about the human mind. It very often manages to convince us that this, that, and the other is much better for us than this or that, when in actuality, it may not be. So learn English as soon as possible. Remember why you came to the United States. Don't be afraid to let people know that English is not your first language. Ask them to speak slower. Ask them to repeat. Ask them kindly to be patient with you. My last suggestion for today is going to probably shock you a little bit. But here it is. Be grateful. What do you mean, be grateful? Be grateful that at least you got the chance to come to the United States. Even if tomorrow you decide to return to your own country, be grateful for the chance to be here, for the opportunity to be here. Millions of people around the world want that chance. Not many get that chance. You see, it's not just about what we see, but it's also about shifting the way we see what we see. Being here for the first time, not knowing the language, being far from your family, all those things are very challenging. But you are so much stronger than you think. I totally believe that you can overcome all those challenges. And by the way, by overcoming those challenges, you will be able to go and visit your family and friends much sooner. Perhaps you'll be able to help them in a way that you never could have been able to in your own country. You see, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, with a brand new podcast episode, which of course will somehow be connected to today's podcast episode. Don't miss it.